T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Name my team! Name my team! We can't beat him! We can't beat him! We can't beat him! We can't beat him!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. And he joins us next. He joins us now on the Signature Bank Score Hotline. Signature Bank, making commercial banking personal. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you today?
Pretty good.
We are fired up. And, you know, I said to David, you know, on Monday we come in here and, my God, like the conspiracy theories in this country are everywhere. Now they're surrounding the NFL. The whole bad officiating is wrapped up in this, the league wanted this and the league wanted that, as if Roger Goodell is kind of sitting there, you know, on the hotline. We will make sure that we get the game we want. Like, you can't convince people that this is not by design. That if you felt like the home teams got the benefit of the call, maybe that's weak officiating. Maybe that's allowing the crowd to influence it. But I don't believe it's any kind of conspiracy.
Well, I always can assume that it's incompetence, not corruption. And in part, sometimes I add this and sometimes I don't. I will say that the NFL does not rig its games. I will say that loudly and I will say that clearly. And sometimes I will add, because I don't think the NFL would be sufficiently competent to rig its games if it wanted to. So that's why I think they don't even try. But here's the reality. And as conspiracy theories go, suggesting that the fix was in for the Chiefs and or the Eagles is a far cry from the notion last week that the vaccine killed DeMar Hamlin and it was a body double.
God, that was
Bengals-Bills game. It just shows you where we are in this world where anything raises questions, anything causes people to say, are we really sure? And I know we get lied to from time to time, but that doesn't mean that we're being lied to all the time. And the gambling angle is what has legitimized the tinfoil hat crowd as it relates to the NFL. Gambling is legal in most states. The NFL is in bed with the sports books. So incompetence causes people to think something else is going on. Now, I'm a firm believer that the NFL needs to be very proactive in reviewing all of its systems, all of its procedures, all of its rules to ensure that there can't be a Tim Donaghy at some point that does try to rig things in that person's specific financial interests. But that's different from saying that the NFL, at the end of the day, wants a certain team to win, wants a certain team to lose. I mean, the ratings for the Super Bowl and the popularity of the sport transcend whether it's big market, small market, popular team, unpopular team. You're still going to have billions of dollars, millions tuning in. It doesn't matter who the teams are. So it just doesn't happen. And again, they aren't competent enough to pull it off without somebody finding out about it. It's just bad officiating that can be improved and should be improved, but that doesn't mean it's some grand conspiracy to ensure that it's Eagles Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Totally agree with that, Mike. Well put. I wonder, though, how much did Sunday's incompetence, if you will, your word, and I think it's a good one, how much did that incompetence lead us toward the NFL either looking at a sky judge or and second to that, full-time officials, because you broached that in profootballtalk.com. That's an idea we've talked about before, but never needed more than now.
Well, full-time officials is something that is gaining some traction behind the curtain. And at the end of the day, the NFL is just cheap. Just because somebody has a lot of money doesn't mean they're going to spend it recklessly. One of the reasons you end up with a lot of money is you spend it wisely and you spend it frugally. And the NFL doesn't see the benefit in having full-time officials because it would cost a lot of money to get people to give up their primary jobs, to get people to go all in 12 months a year, not just part-time for 4 months of the year in providing services to the National Football League. It would be very expensive to have full-time officials. They don't think they need it. Remember, this is the group that told us through the commissioner back in 2012, replacement officials will do just as good of a job as the regular officials do, and we saw how that played out. As it relates to Sky Judge, they're moving in that direction with this expedited review process that is very vague. It's applied inconsistently. There isn't a lot of transparency or accountability. We saw it, and I wrote something about this yesterday. We saw three examples of it on Sunday, and it shows the inconsistency of how expedited review can work. And this is separate and apart from the replay system. No red flag needs to be thrown. It doesn't have to be a scoring play in the final 2 minutes. There's a group of plays that can be automatically and instantly fixed by the league office. The Devontae Smith non-catch, they have access to all those angles in the league office.
Right.
Somebody could have seen that one that Fox didn't find until after the commercial. The league has those dialed up, served up. They can spin back and watch them. It's a very intricate system. They could have fixed that, and they didn't. There was a play in the Chiefs-Bengals game where Patrick Mahomes' leg was down. Before the Bengals had to throw the red flag, the expedited review process fixed it. That's how it should work. And then later in the game, Marquez Valdes-Scantling sticks the ball out for a first down. The Chiefs had to burn up their last challenge to fix that. Expedited review should have fixed that. So there is something in place. It needs to be more consistent. It needs to be used more broadly. And ultimately what needs to happen is they need to bridge the gap between what the officials see on the field and what we see when we're watching it on TV. Because what we see on TV is what sets the narrative after the game and into the next day.
We were told by the NFL that they sold 50,000 seats at the imaginary championship game at neutral site that was going to be in Atlanta. So does that mean, hey, there's money to be made, there's money in them there hills, and the championship games become neutral site games because of that? Does the officiating being apparently intimidated by the home crowd add to that?
Well, and that's a great point. To the extent that they're looking for justification. Now, they wouldn't be trumpeting that in a headline that's posted anywhere, that that's why they'd want to have neutral site officiating, but that is an incidental benefit that they may talk about in their meetings and private moments. But the moment that I saw the press release, the Friday before the divisional round, I was on my way to Kansas City, and I got a text from one of my writers that this release had come out, and I read the release. It's like, we don't even know there's going to be a neutral site. Why are they thumping their chest? Aha! This is the thing that helps lay the foundation and set the hook for the neutral site conference championship games. The one thing they envy about college football is those games where it's a destination city, it's two teams going there, half the stadium decked out in the colors of one team, the other half decked out in the colors of the other. You get the great reaction shots, you get that great vibe, you get a sense that it's truly a 50-50 split. The Super Bowl is not like that because people know they're going to the Super Bowl well before they know who's going. I'm going to the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter who's playing in it. These conference championship games, you would lock in the attendance based on season ticket holders of the teams that qualify, and it truly would have that feel of a big college game. They'd make more money. They could sell it to these cities the way they sell Super Bowls. They could make it a big deal. And I think the other thing that we need to brace ourselves for is the possibility of a two-day event where they – split the games instead of having a half hour between the end of one and the start of another, Sunday, Monday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever the case may be,
right.
But you take over multiple days and hell, maybe even have a 25-minute halftime with a major musical.
There
you
I'm
go. Serious.
Pay
you
for
just
it.
Make, you take the, you, I mean, I just saw the numbers for the AFC championship. It was 53 million average. And I bet it peaked at 70 million in the final 2 minutes.
Mike, quickly, who's more likely to be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers next season of these three? Derek Carr, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
Without question, Tom Brady. Without question. Look, Brady approached them in 2020 and they said no thank you. I believe last year, once the door was slammed on Miami, when Brian Flores filed his lawsuit and it blew up the Sean Payton, Tom Brady arrangement, I think Tom Brady explored it again and they said no thank you. I think this time, and if you look at some of the things Kyle Shanahan said before the 49ers played the Bucs during the regular season, there's regret there. And when you look at how they keep getting close and they can't push it through, Tom Brady may be the guy that pushes the 49ers over the top. The Brock Purdy injury kicked the door open, I think, for Tom Brady.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that makes sense, Mike. Thank you. Thank you a ton. That's great stuff.
Thanks, Mike.
Great talking to you guys.
That is Mike Florio. Excellent stuff from him. Yeah,
always on point.
Yeah, it's great.
When we come back, I want to tell you some news, a little development this morning that is going to make you cringe.
Good. I love a good cringe. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.